of a Metzia, Perek Alf, Mishnah Vav. Matzah Shitrei Chov, person finds Shtaris, let's say that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, let's say. Im Yesh Bemachrais Nechosim, if it says that when Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, so Shimon, the lender, has this Shtar, and it says that if Reuven doesn't pay him back, that Shimon can collect from land. That's what Achrais Nechosim is. And so this Shtar was found on the street. Lo Yachser, whoever found it shouldn't return it to the lender, to Shimon. Why? Shebeisdin Nifroin Mehen. Because Beisdin would go and collect from these Shtaros. They would collect, let's say, Reuven, who borrowed the money, didn't pay back Shimon, and Reuven went and sold property. Reuven had property and he sold it. Now Shimon now has a lien on that property. So Shimon's going to go to, let's say, Levi, who had no idea of anything that happened, and Shimon's going to go and take Levi's property. Now, normally what happens is if Reuven paid back Shimon for the loan, Shimon would take this promissory note where he had a lien, and he would just give it to Reuven that borrowed from him. And that was sort of like the receipt. And we're afraid that what really happened is that when Reuven got this receipt in his pocket that said he owed him, he lost it. If that's actually what happened, that he paid him back, if you would give this back to Shimon, the lender, if they're arguing and Reuven says, I paid him back, that's obviously why you're not giving it to the lender, because now you're creating a different issue. But even if Reuven agrees that I didn't pay him yet, you still don't return it to the lender. You don't give it to Shimon. Why? Because like the Rav says, we're afraid that they made some kind of kinyunya. They made some kind of deceitful deal to take advantage of Levi. They both knew that he was paid back, but they said, you know what? Why don't we have somebody find this, give it back to the lender, Shimon. We'll say that Reuven didn't pay him back, and then Shimon will now be able to go and collect from Levi, and they'll split the profit. So therefore, even if Reuven's agreeing that he still owes money, if you find it, and it is an achrais nechasim where you can collect from land, we're afraid for Levi, don't return it to the lender. Ein behen achrais nechasim, the Mishnah says. But if there is no achrais nechasim, where this loan does not allow the lender to collect from land, yachsir, she'ein beisdin nifroin, divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, then you can return it to the lender, because beisdin is not going to go and make him pay back from the land that the borrower sold. Because the land that the borrower sold, the lender does not have any lien on that. Therefore, there's not a problem. And this is obviously in a case where the buyer is moda that he didn't pay him back. Because if the buyer is disagreeing, he says, no, I did pay you back, then you may be creating issues. So in that case, you don't return it to the lender. Because now the lender, even though we can't collect from nechasim mishubadim, from property that the borrower sold, but the lender can collect from b'nei chorin, things that he didn't sell, that he has in his hand. Say, even nechasim that do not have achrais nechasim, there would not be any liens on properties from these loans. Also, lo yachser. Why? Because even these, Beisdin collects. Because Chum hold that people don't usually lend for nothing. They want to have some kind of protection. Normally there's a loan. There was a Chreis Nechosim. It was just a mistake of the sofer. He meant to write it, but that's what they really agreed on. And therefore you should assume that that's what it was. And in that case, even if he's Moda, don't return it to the lender because we're afraid of this Kinunya. Because really, it always has a Chreis Nechosim. However, if it says on the actual shtar that there is no achrais nechasim, so you can't say the sofer just let it out. They actually explicitly said there's no achrais nechasim. In that case, the Rav says the Chum would agree that you're able to return it because you're not going to be choshish for kinunya because there would be no liens on properties in that case.